This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, Memphis is releasing more video and audio related to the deadly arrest of Tyre Nichols in January. He died 3 days after his violent arrest. The AP's Jennifer King on what's being released, according to the city's chief legal officer.
The trove of information related to the investigation, including about 20 additional hours of video and audio, records and charging information that will reveal the identities of employees facing discipline. The Memphis police chief has said she sees no evidence to justify the Nichols traffic stop or the officer's response. The 29-year-old died in January, 3 days after he was stopped and brutally pummeled by police. I'm Jennifer King.
Six officers have been fired in the case, and five of them now face second-degree murder charges. Mexico's president says he regrets the kidnappings of four Americans in his country, but he's pointing an accusing finger at the U.S. media for the way it covers or doesn't cover such violence. Two of the Americans are back in the U.S. now, but two tragically died in Mexico. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador says the people responsible for the shootings would be punished, but he's upset about how the tragedy has been reported in the U.S. López Obrador has complained about the U.S. media's coverage of the missing Americans, accusing the reporting of sensationalism. He says that when Mexicans are killed, the media go quiet like mummies. Obrador adds, "We really regret that this happens in our country, and that the U.S. government has every right to be upset by the violence." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
No word yet on why two small planes collided in midair over Florida. Four people killed. It happened near Winter Haven Regional Airport. Heavy snow forecast for parts of the Midwest Thursday into Friday. This is AP News. We are hearing more about a scary incident on board an airline. The AP's Mike Hempen with this story.
A passenger who helped restrain a threatening man on a flight from Los Angeles to Boston over the weekend says it was a case of teamwork. Samik Gukeshan says he was seated several rows behind the man, who prosecutors say tried to open the plane's emergency door before trying to stab a flight attendant with a broken metal spoon. Gukeshan says he heard the man getting louder and louder before he started yelling and screaming and threatening to kill people. Federal authorities have identified him as Francisco Torres. Gukeshan says he was among five or six passengers who piled onto Torres and removed the spoon from his grasp. Torres was arrested. He has been charged with interference and attempted interference with flight crew members and attendants using a dangerous weapon. I'm Mike Hempen.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.